From the Keys to the Panhandle, Florida is on alert. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Tropical Storm Ian, which could strengthen into a hurricane later today, is expected to impact the entire state this week.
The center of where things currently look would bring the storm right in just to the east of Apalachicola. That's an area that does not have a lot of population in Florida. That probably would be the best case scenario to not have a lot of damage. That said, here across the western shore, it's going to put a lot of storm surge no matter where this happens.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, Florida's governor and President Biden have already declared a state of emergency. Eastern Canada is cleaning up after Fiona, which may have been the worst storm to ever hit the country. Homes were swept away and hundreds of thousands were left in the dark.
But as Canadians, as we always do in times of difficulty, we will be there for each other.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. People ran for their lives at a crowded theme park in Pennsylvania. Police say three people were shot and wounded at Kennywood last night. Others suffered what police are calling trample injuries. The chaos erupted on the first night of the park's Phantom Fall Fest. No arrests have been made. Police in Allegheny County say at least one gun was drawn during a fight between two groups of teenagers. Scuffles in St. Petersburg between police and protesters. Russia is rounding up military-age men to fight in Ukraine. Many people eligible for battle have fled the country, but neighbors like Finland and Georgia have started closing their borders. Meanwhile, on the battlefield, fighting continues to rage near a nuclear power plant, Europe's largest. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Arizona woman is facing a laundry list of charges for allegedly running a human smuggling operation out of a home in El Mirage. Police say up to 100 migrants in the U.S. illegally have been held in the home over the past 6 months and were charged as much as $15,000 in smuggling fees. A search of the home turned up weapons, ammunition, and ledgers documenting human smuggling. Dozens of migrants who crossed the border illegally in Texas wound up in New York this weekend. They were bused from the city of El Paso, which has been dealing with swarms of migrants.
I think the real story here is how this still was not an issue until these Republican governors brought these folks to big blue cities like New York. They brought them to liberal enclaves where everyone has a coexist bumper sticker on their Subaru. Suddenly, it became a real crisis.
New York City Councilman Joe Borelli, as shelters fill up, New York's mayor is erecting huge tents to temporarily house migrants. Officials in Minneapolis are mobilizing. They're brainstorming ways to combat rampant crime.
The frustration from people who live in Minneapolis has never been higher.
The dead bodies are happening here. The violence is happening.
This resident focusing on one of many areas in Minneapolis where people no longer feel safe amid skyrocketing crime and violence.
Clearly, we all know we have a lot of work to do.
Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey announcing a multi-agency crime crackdown effort, he says, though a plan that comes with doubt over the city's revolving door criminal justice system and a plan to pull investigators from sex crimes, robbery, and homicide to work the streets in a department that's hemorrhaged 350 police officers in the last 2 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Husso. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.